Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take one look at our own race team of Joey Savacci, Martin Davalos, Austin Fortner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Malcolm Stewart, Montreal, 1-1-1. Nice job in the first and the second one, but the first and the third one, the second main, though, that was impressive riding. You were buried.
Yeah, second one was pretty crazy, man. It was a first turn pileup, me, Nichols, and, man, I had to work my tail off, boy. Let me tell you what. Now, it was a good battle. Half the time I was out there, I was taking some serious moment. Me and Hampshire tagged each other a couple times through the whoops. And, it was fun. Like I said, unfortunately, me and Gerke got into it, and he went down. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, it's cool to race him. You know, I haven't raced him in so long, and it's good to bring the boys back to the sandbags. Good old Dade City days. So, 1-1-1, you know, for what, having 4 days on the bike's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we're still early in our program, so I'm more beyond happy, and I can't thank, you know, Tony and Mike Genova for this. Is for those guys that even call me back was a huge uplift for me, and giving me the opportunity to ride the bike is awesome. So I'm more than happy to even just be riding in. Hopefully we're going to keep moving forward, and we got some more races overseas to do. So we're going to do the World Tour before we get to A1. So Monster Cup's next. That's on the list, and here we go.
As usual with you, whoop speed, you were good in the whoops. Do you feel like that was a big place where you could make up time?
You know, honestly, like, I felt like my corners have gotten so much better. Just, you know, jumping on the bike, I just felt pretty comfortable right off the back. So it's good. I always had a soft spot for Hondas anyways, obviously due to my one in the championship. So it's okay. But, I'm having fun, just enjoying the time, and we'll see where things go.
Now, obviously, you were the fastest guy here tonight, but normally these off-season Supercross tracks are pretty basic. I thought this one was tricky a little bit, right?
Yeah, for first Supercross back ish there were some big whoops. It was actually pretty tough. Like, I mean, it felt like we were mid-season at like Indianapolis or something. Like, I can't, like, there was ruddy, like the G outs, and the whoops were pretty big. I think everybody's eyeballs were about a 50 cent piece when they saw those whoops. So I'm not the only one out there, but, you know, hopefully everybody came back safe, and I saw LSE went down. I hope he's okay, but like I said, so far we're doing good, 1-1-1, and look forward to Monster Cup.
Were you surprised? Were you able to win the second one? Where at some point were you like, hey, I just got to salvage the podium?
You know, I'm kind of going into a different look, like, this year. You know, I just can't never, like, just not give up, you know. Just keep going, give it everything you got, and we'll see where things go. But, yeah, don't get me wrong. I was first turn, I was like, oh, here we go. Here we go. I don't know. There's no telling where we're going to be at. But, obviously, coming back out from pretty much way in the back of the pack to come out and win it. And, on top of that, Nichols finished behind me. I think that just showed the crowd that we're here, we're moving forward.
You've been on Suzuki for a long time. Good bikes, nothing wrong with them. But what do you like about the Honda compared to so many years on yellow?
You know, it's funny. I was like, I have more years on the red than I do on the yellow. Obviously, they're both great, you know, great bikes. But, you know, it's hard to compare. It's all about whoever's comfortable. I mean, everybody, you can throw anybody a leg over it. But for some reason, I just adapted to this bike.
Yep.
And I think it's more of just the whole program. You know, I think that's really what it comes down to. Not saying anything about JGR's program isn't good. But I just think this bike fits me really well, and we're moving forward on it.
Tony Alessi's gotten a lot of props the last little while for things he did with Brayton and the team. He's a hard worker. How's it been working with Tony, who, you know, was an amateur rival of your Stewart family for so long?
Yeah, no, honestly, I think obviously working with Tony, he's the type of guy that he'll do whatever it takes to even if it shaves a second. I think that's really good, and he has a solid program. Obviously, you see Justin Brayton is still there. Vince Freeze has turned his whole entire program. He's riding very well, so I think if I can get on that program, I think we can really do some damage next year.
Cool. Thanks for this. Congrats, man.
Thank you.